Now, each week here on RNIB Connect Radio, we sit down with Matt Stringer, the chief executive of the RNIB, and we look at some of the big stories coming from the charity. And he's with us once again.
Hello, Alan. My pleasure. Good to have you back.
Well, we've got a few topics to discuss today, Matt. A couple of campaigns, first of all. Let's start off with the elections bill. That's obviously something very fresh in people's minds at the moment.
I think there's two things just to touch on. One, you know, is just to update your listeners as to all the work we've been doing on the electoral bill. I think we spoke in the last couple of weeks about the interventions we'd made, which got some strong support for amendments in the House of Lords, which were then accepted by the government, which basically ensured that the words independently and in secret were included in the election bill, which basically then went through due process and received royal assent. The Elections Act 2022. So I think it's good just to sort of close or draw a line under that work in essence, because that act is now law. And, you know, we've had a good impact, I think, in holding the line on the right to vote independently and secret. So some very good work by the campaigning team and some really great support from some of our supporters in the Houses of Parliament, particularly Lords Holmes and Blunkett, who helped steer this through at the end. I think the other reason to talk this week is we're very active in sort of working with local government in the devolved nations. And actually what is the first this week is that blind and partially sighted voters can cast a private vote in the National Northern Ireland Assembly elections for the first time. And we've been working with a group called the Visually Impaired Sector Consultative Forum in Northern Ireland with the local, electoral office to do a variety of things. So we set up a phone line, which allows people to hear the list of candidates in their constituency in the order they appear on the ballot paper, and blind and partially sighted people can listen at home or at the polling station and select their preferred candidate or candidates if you're voting for more than one, using a tactile voting device, and large print ballot papers are also available. And, you know, there's 56,500 blind and partially sighted people in Northern Ireland, so many of those who haven't really had this ability to vote independently or in private before. So, you know, big thank you to our team working within that forum locally, and actually for a really enlightened engagement with the electoral sort of commission, electoral office in Northern Ireland, who've been very willing to listen to us and want to sort of help. So closely focused on this development in Northern Ireland, and we'll take stock to see, you know, what lessons we need to learn from this week. But I think, you know, good progress made, and it's great to see that real tangible improvement in Northern Ireland this week.
Indeed, a simple idea, isn't it? Just a phone line with the information, and it will make such a difference. And we certainly look forward to hearing from people about their experiences casting their vote. Another very poignant campaign, which we have discussed, Matt, this is around tactile paving at railway stations.
Sadly, Cleveland Gervais died in February 2020 when he fell from a train platform in South London, suburban South London, where there was no tactile paving. And the reason why we're talking about it again this week is we've been lobbying hard over pretty much all the time since then with Department of Transport, Network Rail. We ran a petition. Yeah, we got 15,000 signatures, and we've had some movement on the back of all that work to shorten the time that Network Rail will take to install tactile pavings on all platforms. And that's gone down from being 8 or 9 year horizon, which seems scandalously long, to 4 or 5 years, which still seems quite long. And so we're not giving up on this. And the reason, again, why we're talking this week is that the formal inquest to the death of Cleveland Gervais has been held. We had the results, you know, the inquest sort of finished, and the jury concluded that the absence of tactile paving did contribute to his death. So it's, you know, a very harrowing and very sad and unfortunate incident. However, we are pleased from the inquest this week that that conclusion has been drawn, and it just gives more power to our elbow to keep pushing Network Rail and the Department of Transport to, you know, find funds and resources to bring forward, you know, that timetable as much as we can from what is currently, as I said, a 4 or 5 year sort of window to complete. And it's interesting, and I was, just been traveling through London recently, been back in the office a bit, and I was at Vauxhall Station in London, getting a train out of London, waiting for a train coming out of Waterloo, and there was no tactile paving on the platform I was on at Vauxhall, and there was an announcement about it, but it sort of makes the point that at a very busy station in London for commuters, Vauxhall, this is still absent, and it just makes the point that why this campaign is so vital, really.
Absolutely, more to come on that story, no doubt. Some good news now, this time around honours and an Empire Medal.
Yes, indeed. I think we mentioned this going back to the start of the year when the New Year's honours list was published, and we had a couple of people actually, one on the payroll, one on volunteer, who were rewarded. So what the lady who works was Ranjit Kare, who's brilliant, one of our stars, and I a lot of time for Ranjit. She's great for the work she was doing in her community in Woodford during COVID, you know, in helping the local community in terms of supporting people who were lonely, helping with sort of access to information, you know, making sure people understood critical information around, you know, vaccination, testings, you know, access to the health service, access to food, you know, really making sure that the community was supported. So for all Ranjit's work, she was awarded the British Empire Medal. And I'm delighted that last Friday she had the investiture. So she's now received the medal. She was at the Tower of London and received it from the Lord Lieutenant of Greater London, who is Sir Kenneth Alisa OBE. And actually there's a whole ton of perks that Ranjit now enjoys having won this award. She's allowed to get married at St. Paul's. I think she, you know, has a husband, I think. I don't think she's looking for another one, but if she did, she could get married at St. Paul's. And I think her children could also get married there. There's a variety of other things like that that go with the award. And I'm delighted that Ranjit will be sort of topping off the celebrations by going to the Royal Garden Party. So, you know, it's just a brilliant award, a massively deserving recipient.
Yeah, congratulations, Ranjit. Fantastic news. Now, if you would like more information on any of the topics we've been discussing today, or would like to find out more about RNIB's services, then do get in touch. Go to the website. It's rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB helpline. Matt, time's caught up with us once again. We'll catch up with you again next week, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Alan, my pleasure, and enjoy your 5Ks on Saturday.